One of the things we talk about every Sunday is how God asks that when we come to worship service together, that we bring everything that is on our hearts and minds. And so I want you to think for a few moments about what you are bringing to the foot of the cross today. I want you to think about the times this week when you smiled, when you laughed. I want to think about the times this week when you shook your head in disbelief or disgust over something you saw in the news. I want you to think about times this week when you recognized God's presence as close as your next breath, as intimate as the next beat of your heart. And I want you to think about those times this past week when you said in your heart, in your mind, why isn't God doing something about that? And I want you to spend a few minutes with that list in your heart and your mind, offering it to God. A moment of silence. My brothers and sisters, I have occasion to talk to folks about praying. Over the years, folks have told me that they don't know how to pray. They don't know if they're doing it right. I'm not psychic. I don't have a crystal ball. But I can guarantee you the right way to pray. And that is by asking that God's will be done, that God's kingdom be brought about on earth as it is in heaven. I guarantee you that's the right way to pray. And so, let us join our voices with those throughout the world who this morning are calling on God's grace, asking for God's direction, and committing themselves to God's kingdom. Let us, in whatever language is most comfortable to you, pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.